Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys from the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Who's the first email from?
This one is from listener Matt from Sacramento,
listener
California,
Matt,
which is where I'm
Sacramento.
Matt in Sacramento. He writes, hey guys, I've been dating a girl for several months and everything is going great so far. Well, almost everything. How can I get her to perform oral sex on me without asking for it?
Does he say how old he is or anything like that?
By the way he used his grammar and spelled, I'm guessing 26.
All right. Do we know how old his girlfriend is by the grammar?
Saying by the tone of the email, I'm guessing 23.
So she's a little younger.
A little younger.
I wonder, I guess my first question is, has she given head before? Because I feel like a lot of girls are just, once they start giving it, they're just more shy or nervous about the first time because they're worried that they're not going to be good at it or something, more so than they're really grossed out. You know what I mean? Does that make
sense? He didn't write if she has or not, but I'm pretty sure she has.
How long have they been together?
Several months, he wrote.
Well, are they – wait, they're doing
it,
right?
He did write that they have exchanged the words, I love you.
Well,
wait a minute. Have they had sex yet?
They have had traditional sex.
This is ridiculous.
Seriously, what year is this? What is this?
1964.
What is this, the Dark
Ages?
She's
trying to make a husband out of him. First
okay,
off.
So he wants to know how he can get her to?
He's I'm guessing from the tone of the email that he's not the type of guy that would like to ask or maybe throw hints at it, but...
Well, he needs to grow the fuck up.
First of all, okay, if you want some honest advice, just slowly push her head down there. I mean, really, like,
yeah.
Just try to subtly, like, get her face near his penis. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Is he wearing pants?
Well, I'm saying during when they're having traditional sex, just like, I don't know, halfway before you actually start, like, you know, do some little teasing. This is what I do. I play a game where I put my penis up next to my lover's face and I make her try to get it with no hands. You know,
you make
I mean?
Him try to get it.
Here's what I wonder. Do you think she does that maneuver where she'll like kiss his neck and then like start kissing his chest and then, you know, slowly work her way down and kiss his belly button and then get like right down near the penis and just make eye contact with him and then like start kissing his belly button again and get back up to his chest?
Oh, she does that. There's
we need to know these details. We
yeah, if she does that, then that's it. I mean, he can. I think that gives him free rein to like hold her mouth open and just thrust in and out.
Are these kids religious?
No.
Well, then.
Well, listener Matt, I'm assuming is. I'm assuming he believes in God, and I think he has said that he is Christian, but he does not like the word religion. He also wrote in this email.
But
I'm only reading parts of the email.
Sure. There's a lot more. If he's Christian, why is he having traditional sex? Why doesn't he marry this woman?
Yeah, he's not a very good Christian.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, look, she doesn't have a very good sex drive, it doesn't sound like, and she wants him to be her husband, and if he ends up getting her pregnant, then he's just going to have the rest of his life of barely getting any blowjobs, and when he does, If he gets any, it's
so
going to be...
So far, the count is zero.
Okay, first, I'll tell you what.
They're
honestly,
gonna be lazy blowjobs.
Here's the best
them.
Way to do it. Just give her massive, massive amounts of cunnilingus.
Or sleeping pills.
No, really. If he goes down on her just all the time a lot, and that's what girls really want in the long run. But if he does if he does that a lot.
That's such a bitch way
eventually,
out.
Eventually, but I'm telling.
My darling, if I give you more cunnilingus, do you think you'll kiss my penis tonight?
But if he, okay, I don't know what kind of guy he is. If it's me, look, if it's
like
me,
that.
I don't have to bargain. I just show the bitch the goods I got, and she can't wait, she starts salivating. I'm saying that this is probably what would work, because if he just does that a lot, eventually she's going to feel guilty and kind of have to do it. You know what I mean?
I think Danny's confused, because usually when he shows his penis to a girl, she vomits and he takes that as salivating. Like, is there like a fishbone and a boot coming up?
Salivation has chunks, right?
Well, there's like all there's food particles from the day's meals that have made their way down the treasure trail. Maybe that's why her mouth is watering.
So what's our final worded advice for listener Matt from Sacramento?
Okay. Dumper.
Dumper. Dump that bitch.
No.
Dump that bitch. I can't do the laugh. Tell her your dick's not going to suck itself. She should get the idea.
When should he bring that up? Just over dinner? So just can you pass the
baby,
salt?
Dick's looking a little dry. I just noticed. I'm out of lotion. Something we can do about that that doesn't involve getting you pregnant?
Or he can just bring up how much he likes. I mean, there's lots of different ways. Just
why does he have to act like a fucking military commander,
okay,
like sneaking
but we
in?
All,
and,
I'm just saying, we all know that some girls are a little more shy or a little more fragile than other girls.
Well, then that's not the girl for him.
Maybe
this guy
it
wants
is. Maybe it is. Maybe everything
before.
Else is clicking.
You know what
and
this
she's
guy wants?
Shy.
You know what Matt wants? What? Matt wants to come home after a hard day of throwing produce. He wants to. I don't know what he does for a living. I'm painting a picture. He wants to come home from a hard day of whatever it is he does, maybe washes trains. I don't know. And he wants to have a dinner set up and ready for him. And he wants to have a tablecloth over the table. And this is just his fantasy. And he wants to sit down at his table eating his roast rotisserie chicken. And he wants her to climb under the table and blow him while he's eating.
That's what every man wants.
But she's not going to do that, Danny.
Nobody's going to do that. Be
Are you high? Lots of girls do that.
Be reasonable. Listen, maybe he's not. Maybe this is just a girl that's just a little shy about it.
Well, that's not the girl for him.
Not necessarily. Maybe
I know
everything,
this kid.
Maybe everything else is working, and she just needs a nudge in the right direction.
Everything else? Like what else?
Maybe they get along great when they're not
that's
having
like
oral
saying,
sex.
This is too big of an issue. They get along great. I get along great with you, but I don't need you to blow me.
That's my point. That's my point. We get along fine, and I don't even have to blow you.
That's my point.
Wait, I'm lost. All right, here's what he needs to do. If he really likes this girl, just be sort of subtle about it, but like just talk about it. Maybe at some point they have some conversation about turn-ons. Ask her what her turn-ons are.
They're not 14 years old.
Whatever, Chris.
Well, I kind of agree with Danny that you just can't come out and blurt that out. I mean,
hold on a second. They have been dating for several months. Oh, seriously, they've been dating for several months. They have sex. If she's not open to oral, then she's probably not the girl for him.
Maybe she is open to oral. We don't know.
Well, then she's shy and she's prudish and she's not going to be
There's nothing
fun.
Wrong with shy. Shy is a good quality in girls. That's what
it's
you
not
want
sexually
in girls.
Shy.
Yeah, but shy girls can also be sexually open, but they're just...
She's had several months to prove that to him, and she hasn't.
Well, whatever. Okay.
Should we go on to another email?
Next email.
Okay. Adam from Ukiah, he writes, I thought Midnight Party was a huge hit. When will we hear the next musical breakthrough?
Huh. Well, we're working on something. It's actually for Ben's wedding, but we're running a little behind.
We've been huge procrastinators on that, I'd like to add.
I don't know.
Other than that song, is there anything else that you guys may have in the works?
You know.
Es el Mesías, el Hijo de Dios. Para experiences.
All right, do you guys have any emails that have been sent in to you that you would like to share?
I got a couple. I have an email here from listener Greg, actually with an idea for a bit for this show. And listener Greg writes, "Hey guys, big fan. I had an idea that I think you might enjoy. I think since you all have such distinct personalities, maybe you should try impersonating each other for a while." Signed, listener Greg.
That sounds like fun, actually. So, I'd like to do that.
You want to be me? No, Chris should be me, right?
Yeah.
And I'll be Chris, and you be you. No.
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Chris will be me, I'll be you, and you be Chris.
That sounds awesome. So for like the remainder of the podcast, I'll
be
Chris.
We'll just do this right now. We'll just pretend that we're starting the show. Chris, but I'm the one that usually starts the show, so why don't you start the show, Chris, as me? And I am, who am I? I'm Ben.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Benjamin, hello.
Oh, hello, Chris.
Oh, okay. Chris, how you doing? How's it going, Chris?
Hey.
Wait, who's Ben?
I am Ben. We are friends for so many years. You cannot remember? We play baseball together. Your mom gave me 5-star.
Chris, how did you feel when your mom gave Ben 5 stars?
The only thing I felt was his mom's titties.
Oh, so funny.
You felt his mom's titties?
Yeah, then I choked that bitch out.
Oh, so much disrespect.
I don't really know how to do Danny except just not be funny.
Come on, yeah.
I'm doing pretty good stuff.
You have to keep going. Stutter more and talk about very strange sexuality and perhaps cry.
You guys want to hear a funny story that happened to me at FedEx today?
Yes. Please.
Okay, well, there's this homeless guy. Well, he's not really homeless so much as he doesn't have a home. Well, I guess he's more of a bum. Not a bum, but he doesn't have a job, and he sleeps on the beach at night and during the day. And
the story's gay.
Well, you know what? I don't hear you telling any stories. So.
Danny, you're so gay.
Chris, you tell a story.
Actually, I'm not gay, actually.
Oh, you're gay. I'm pretty sure you're gay.
So anyway, this homeless guy asked me if I had some change, and I started thinking, man, this is just what the human condition is all about. It's just, you know, I looked in this guy's eyes and I thought, man, this guy has a mother and a father somewhere. And I almost cried. You guys, I swear to God, I almost lost it.
Say you know what I mean more.
You know what I mean?
I think I just fell asleep.
Oh, Chris, why you are not more racist?
Is anyone getting really confused?
Okay, let's switch.
I'm having a hard time.
I like this show better than our original show.
So let's switch now. I'll be Chris. Chris.
He's just been waiting to be me.
Chris, you're Ben. And Ben, you're me.
Can I be producer Brian?
Okay, you're producer Brian. All right. So who am I? I'm Chris.
Who's Daddy then? I guess we don't need Daddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Like all our other shows.
Okay. So who's Ben? Is someone Ben?
I'm Ben.
Okay. Hey, you fucking zipper face.
What? I wasn't listening. Click, click, click. I was fucking looking at sports websites or something.
Sports are... It's all black people in sports, which is why I don't like them.
Huh?
Black people. Not enough big titties in sports.
Yeah. Click, 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 click. Hey, producer Brian, do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, producer Brian.
The outlaw
cows meet.
Hey, Chris, did you get any emails from listeners?
Let me check my inbox. Click. Oh, no, I didn't get it.
Why don't you check your other account?
I don't have another account.
That new one you just...
You're thinking of somebody else. I only have one. I've always had one.
Well, why don't you check the shoddy email, the shoddy radio email?
Okay. Oh, wait, I do see one. I just noticed this one. Okay. It was hiding.
Oh, it probably was in your spam box, huh?
It said, Chris, I really love the show, Shoddy Radio, and I love the website, too, which is what I was going to say earlier.
Who's this from?
This is from Dave. Listen. In Istanbul. Dear Chris, anyway, I love the show, like I said earlier, and I have really good news for you. One of your relatives has recently passed away in a plane crash. And I couldn't find any of your heirs in Istanbul. So I just need your checking account number, your mother's maiden name, and the full social security number.
Oh, man. Well, you should send that out. This sounds
that
like...
That seems legit.
This sounds awesome.
It does. This guy seems really like he knows his shit. Except I don't have a checking account. So the joke's on him.
All right. I think we're out of emails.
I think so. You should give them, give the listeners an email address to where they can reach us, just in case.
Well, you can always reach the show by just putting a comment up on our page. Or, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at shoddyradio@gmail.com. Hey, Chris. Ben's talking to his daddy right now.
I'm getting ready to doing electrical work all day.
Yeah, the Giants have recently acquired some excellent pitching.
We can't both play Mike Shields.
They're doing impressions of what they think that you're saying, and apparently they think you're clinically retarded. So, I did some electrical work today. Hey guys, I have a quick request.
Sure. Anything for you, Ben.
My little sister, she's going to be a freshman in high school this year, and she knows that we do a podcast, and she knows me, but she knows who you guys are too, and she really badly wants to listen to the show, but my parents won't even tell her what the website is or anything, because I mean, we're probably not the best thing that a 13-year-old girl should listen to. So I was thinking maybe we could do like an episode that would be 13-year-old girl friendly, so that way my sister Maggie could feel like she kind of knows what we do, and maybe become a fan of at least one episode of the show.
First of all, I think we are perfect material for 13-year-old girls, and I think that Mike Shields should quit being such a fucking pussy and man up and let his 13-year-old daughter listen to this. Second of all...
That is a good argument.
Let's just make this segment listenable for her, starting right now.
Hey, you know, this is actually... I've got a great opportunity. Last week, we got a letter from a listener named Matt.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this.
Yeah. Well, I didn't feel like I got to get all my points in. So,
okay. Let's
see. I have a few things I want to say to this guy, Matt. This kid, he doesn't know what he's getting himself into. He's a young kid. He's starting out in life. He's got a fat girlfriend. He doesn't know how to handle her.
Should I, just to refresh the memory of our listeners, should I reread his email?
That's okay. No, he just had a question about trying to get... I'll try to put it...
His girlfriend wasn't giving him head, and he wanted to think of a nice... He wanted us to give him a suggestion for a nice way to ask her. And I say, truck all that, snit. You know what you do? You walk in there, and you grab that fat ditch by her hair, and you say, listen, honey, You're gonna truck this Mick right now. And you're gonna like it.
Wait a minute. Hang on, I'm a little confused with this because there's two ways I could interpret that. One is he wants oral sex, or two, he wants actual sex and he's Irish.
You're gonna truck this Mick all night long.
So which is it?
You're not gonna stop trucking until the sun come up.
Well, if he has a fat girlfriend, she probably has a large chest.
And afterwards, you're going to spit all over my face, because I like it like that.
I thought, okay, again, your replacement words are maybe a little bit strange, because it could seem, again, like he just wants oral sex from her, and then he wants her to take the semen and spit it on his face. Is that what he wants, or is the spit a replacement word?
I don't want to hear, we're trying to keep this clean.
I'm sorry.
Words like semen. Why don't try?
Those are no-nos.
How about if we try instead of that naughty word, that disgusting word that girls shouldn't hear? Let's just say steaming. Okay. And then I'm gonna fill your throat so full of steaming, it's gonna be flowing out your ears. I took some artistic liberty. I assumed she was fat, but she might not be. I don't want to disrespect Matt.
She's actually rail thin. That's how Matt likes him.
All right, you rail thin witch. I'm gonna grab you by your thin hair, which is probably falling out because you're morbidly underweight. And that's what happens when you don't eat enough. Your hair falls out. That's a fact.
That was a very strange interval.
I mean, basically, look, I'm just trying to help this kid along because they're not kids anymore.
Do you well, if she won't give him, I don't know how to say, if she won't truck his Mick.
Another thing,
if
she
she's
won't
not going to truck his Mick, maybe he can try to.
Look, he might warm up with a nice romantic fitty tuck. Or he might actually, as a climax, this is what I like. He might finish it all off with a nice old-fashioned glass-bottom goat.
I don't even know what that means.
I have no idea.
Well, I guess we could say it's boat, actually. Boat's not a bad word.
But I'm still confused.
I still don't know what...
I'm probably more confused.
Glass-bottom goat?
Well, let me...
What are they, in Cabo San Lucas now?
I'm
they're like...
so lost. They're going to go deep-sea fishing?
And then afterwards, we're going to futt-buck. And I'm not using a condor either. But I'll be nice and spit on it. And spit actually means spit this time.
Thank you.